This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. In the spirit of American Craft Beer Week, we're examining the impact this industry is having on Colorado. Yesterday, we heard how in a crowded marketplace, some brewers are turning to locally grown ingredients to create a true farm-to-glass beer. Today, we're turning our attention to Western Slope apple orchards and the role they may play in another growing niche market. KUNC's Nathan Heffel has more.
For those adventurous enough to try the many different varieties of craft beers available, there's no limit to the possibilities for one's taste buds. But Jennifer Seawalt wants people to try something a bit harder and made with Colorado-grown apples.
So what are we going to try? Let's just see.
Okay, well, actually,
I mean, is there a way to taste these, or is it just...
Well, sure. So the first thing when you do when you evaluate a cider, but these aren't really the best glasses to evaluate a cider, the first thing you're going to do is evaluate the color.
Seawalt is the owner of Scrumpy's in Fort Collins, the only hard cider bar open in the state. She wanted to get into the brewing business, but chose to invest in a path that would make her bar stand out, while capitalizing on an age-old tradition.
Everything goes full circle, because if you really look back at our history and our heritage, our forefathers drank cider. I think it was John Adams that drank a glass of cider with breakfast every single day. So we have a huge and long tradition of cider. We just kind of forgot about it after we went through Prohibition.
And while hard cider is sold widely across Europe and Great Britain, it makes up just 1% of the total sales of brewed alcoholic beverages in the United States. Hard cider is made by fermenting the sugar in apple juice into alcohol. Brad Page is the owner of the Colorado Cider Company in Denver.
It's eating the sugars, it's creating alcohol and CO2. So CO2 is released and it comes down that pipe. And then we put a hose in a bucket so that nothing can get back in. So it just blows off through the water, so that's the bubbling.
It takes roughly 11 pounds of apples for every gallon of hard cider that Page creates. He says 80% of those apples come from Colorado.
We do everything here but press apples. Everything's pressed over in Palisade.
Colorado's apples are primarily grown on the Western Slope in areas like Palisade. But to make a really good cider, Brad Page says he needs bitter-tasting apples. That's because they ferment well and make a thicker cider. But there aren't a lot of Colorado orchards producing this type of apple. And that could force this young craft industry to grind to a halt, even before it gets off the ground.
I think our biggest pragmatic concern is that there's not enough apples.
Dick Dunn is president of the Rocky Mountain Cider Association. Formed last year, the small organization of commercial cider producers in Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Arizona, and New Mexico is striving to convince more orchards to produce the right kind of apples, not just because it helps cider makers, but also the orchards themselves.
A lot of orchards, existing orchards, are getting killed by imports and by apples coming in from areas where it's easier to grow. If we can convince people who have existing orchards that there's a real market for cider fruit and that it's not going to go away, then they'll start working their trees over to the varieties we need.
And that's a good thing for Brad Page of the Colorado Cider Company, who is starting his own orchard on the Western Slope.
So as this fruit gets more cultivated, which obviously takes a long time, I think it'll develop just like the beer market's developed.
Back at Scrumpy's Hard Cider Bar in Fort Collins, local Sean Howell is sitting at the bar with his brother Tyler and roommate Ian.
I'm a big fan of cider. I drink cider all the time. So when I heard there was a cider bar opening, I got pretty excited about that. So I'm probably going to be spending too much time here. Yeah. So you're going to, probably half of my paycheck is probably going to be going to Jennifer here. Easily, yeah.
And that's exactly what owner Jennifer Seawald and the rest of Colorado's hard cider industry are banking their future on. For KUNC, I'm Nathan Heffel.
Tomorrow, we'll delve into one of the country's fastest-growing beer types, one that's defying traditional ideas of what the product should taste like.
Once that you deconstruct your definition or the accepted definition of beer, once you get over around that and through it, I think then there's so many more things that are available to you.
KUNC's Grace Hood explores the rise of sour beers tomorrow during Morning Edition here on KUNC.